Hi, this is Chuck Whetstone, coming to you live from Eureka Springs, Arkansas. That's right. Julie and I are out here at a cabin in the cool of the evening, and I mean cool, all right. And you might can hear some cars going by or some of the birds chirping, but most likely you can't hear anything. So I'm just going to talk to you for just a few minutes and tell you about my topic is for tonight. Oh, what are you're listening to? Chuck's Favorite Things. That's right, Chuck's Favorite Things. And we're on iTunes and also chucksfavoritethings.com. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Chuck Whetstone. Now, about this weekend that Julie and I have taken off, we went to Van Buren, Arkansas, and rode a train there on Friday and had a lot of stories. I'm going to tell you about that next week. I'll tell you all, a lot of these stories. And then today we were in Eureka Springs, and instead of riding a train, we rode a trolley. Okay, still some more stories we could tell you later. And then tonight we're out here just resting, having a good time, and probably tomorrow head home. But just a little R&R to get away. But tonight's broadcast, you know, Saturday, and my topic for tonight is Saturday Night at the Movies. When I was young, I used to love the TV. Still do. I love watching TV shows. And on Saturday nights, NBC used to broadcast a show called Saturday Night at the Movies. And they were taking recent releases, you know, fairly recent, 4, 5, 6 years that had been theatrical releases. And they were using them on Saturday nights, of course, with commercials so they could monetize what they were doing. But it was a way for the general public like me to get to know some movies that I'd not seen. Of course, I was young then. I was really young. They started this in about 62, okay, so 61, 62. But, you know, being a baby boomer, you know, we grew up with some of the best TV shows that I think have ever been recorded and filmed, and we just love some of them. So let me share you some of you my highlights of the 60s growing up. It's on a blog post as well, but let me tell it to you. Gilligan's Island, Green Acres, Bewitched, Route 66, I Dream of Jeannie, The Munsters, The Addams Family, The Monkees, Petticoat Junction, The Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, this list goes on and on. Star Trek, Lost in Space, The Time Tunnel, The Green Hornet, Batman. I mean, these are classic TV shows, and I got to watch them for the first time when I was a kid. Just loved them, you know. They're just some great stuff. And there's a bunch of them I just left out as well. I mean, I could think of a bunch more, but I'm not going to, you know, labor it. But we had some good stuff going on back then. I remember when the first time The Monkees came out, we were... Oh, man, you know, this is America's answer to the Beatles. And we were just thrilled to have these guys goofing off on TV every week. And, you know, I laughed. I had a good time, enjoyed it. And then Batman, you know, I think it started out twice a week. I think it was on, like, Monday and Thursday nights. Now, that's kind of unheard of now, but it seems like it came out twice a week. And then maybe they cut back to once a week. But, you know, they in the early Batman shows, you know, it was just really good, Batman and Robin. They would have those big words when they would hit somebody, go pow and kapow, and all these words would come up on the screen just like in a comic book, and made the show much more interesting by seeing that. So those are some of the TV shows I grew up with. I also loved the variety shows that you could watch. Some of my favorites were The Red Skelton Hour, The Dean Martin Show, The Andy Williams Show, The Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, Flip Wilson Show, Laugh-In, The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, you know. Even Johnny Cash had his own TV show for a while. And I used to love that because it had some great music on there. And I loved it because they had great comedy, great dancing usually, and also great music. All kinds of great music on all these different shows I grew up with in the 60s. So NBC, as I said earlier, began showing these theatrical releases in the early 60s. I believe it was 61. And with their series called Saturday Night at the Movies. And then the other two networks, you know, remember when I was a kid, there were three main networks, and that's all we could get on our little black and white TV. So everything I saw was black and white. I didn't know any better. And so they would, these other networks would also do their own night at the movies. I remember as I got older growing up, it seemed like there was a at the movies every night. I mean, there was Monday night at the movies, Tuesday night at the movies, Wednesday night at the movies. You get my point? Every night had a at the movies on a different network, and I guess it was pretty popular because I watched it. You know, some of the movies I remember watching on this Saturday Night at the Movies show, it was cheaper by the dozen, you know, like this, the original, not the recent one, with A Song in My Heart, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Now, that one scared me when I was a kid. I tell you what, seeing the spaceman come in from outer space and his giant robot, whatever it was, scared me a bunch, I tell you what. And that weird music, all that weird music going on, that really just put a chill down my spine as a, you know, 7-8 year old. And I said, what in the world am I watching? You know, it's still one of my favorite shows to watch, one of my favorite movies. Hey, how about Beneath the 12-Mile Reef? Yeah, it's an underwater show. The 7-Year Itch, The Diary of Anne Frank. You know, I never knew about Anne Frank until I saw this movie about her and her life. It was amazing. A Man Called Peter. So many other movies came out in the early 60s on Saturday night at the movies. So I was thrilled to be able to check these out and watch them. I remember, I'm going to tell you this one story that I'm going to get off the air, but there was one night, and I was just a kid. Okay, I'll admit it. I was only 8, okay? And I was watching Saturday Night at the Movies with my mom, and we were watching Susan Hayward sing to Robert Wagner in this movie called With a Song in My Heart. It was released originally in 1952, but it didn't make it to TV, you know, down in South Texas where I was. It didn't make it down there to Saturday Night at the Movies until 1962. It took about 10 years for it to get on the air. And I remember this vividly because my sister was away at an FHA function. That's not what you might think it is, but that's Future Homemakers of America. That's what it used to be back then. And she was off doing something with her friends, this organization from school. And it was just me and my mom watching this movie on Saturday night together, you know. I don't know where my dad was. Maybe he was at a Dale Carnegie event, or he was maybe gone to bed early. But I got really emotional watching this movie, okay? Here it is, this woman that Susan Hayward's portraying. It's a real story, by the way. And she was a songstress that would sing and make her money, you know, singing. And she went down in a plane crash and became a cripple. And she couldn't get around much. And of course, you know, when you're in the hospital, you maybe feel sorry for yourself. They showed that whole dynamic with her life and the whole drama of her losing her ability to walk. But she still had the ability to sing. And so she, after she got her wits about her and started thinking, well, I can still sing. I still can help people. She started doing some USO shows and things like that. Even being in a crippled situation, you know, having to walk with crutches. And in this one scene, she's in this place. I don't know where it is. I didn't watch it recently. But she's in this place with Robert Wagner, you know, great star that he was. But this is when he was really young. And he's sitting there, and he's a soldier that's been wounded in the war or something like that. And here comes Miss Hayward singing to him. And I got real emotional. I'm only 8 years old, guys. Okay, 8 years old. My sister's not home. She's away. She's my only sister. And I'm thinking, well, what if she was in a car wreck? And I started thinking all these bad things happened to her. And me and my mom watching this movie, I just started crying. I got really emotional, started crying. Hey, guys, I was only 8 years old. Give me a little slack here. So that was one memory that I have of Saturday Night at the Movies. And as we continue this broadcast week after week, I'm going to try to do a Saturday Night at the Movies every week. And we'll talk about different movies. And maybe next week we'll talk about a war movie or a love story, or maybe The Thin Man, or maybe Cary Grant. I love some of these great movies. Hey, in fact, when we were in Eureka Springs today, we went by a place called Arsenic and Old Lace, and that's one of Cary Grant's favorite movies that he's made. I love that movie. And so maybe we'll be talking about that. So this is just Chuck Whetstone signing off for tonight, telling you that we're going to continue these broadcasts on Saturday night, talking about Saturday Night at the Movies, some of the great movies that came out from Hollywood, and we'll be discussing them on a weekly basis and having a good time going down memory lane. Remember, Chuck's favorite things is inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Now, tonight you were able to share in some movies and memories that I had. And so thank you for listening. This is Chuck Whetstone signing off. Stay tuned for tomorrow's broadcast. I have a special song for you in store for you tomorrow with me and my daughter, a song that we wrote together. Okay, this is Chuck Whetstone. I'll see you tomorrow. Chuck's favorite things. Bye-bye.